Pixie dust has no limits. How very interesting. Pixie dust has no limits. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And as I sit here, I flicker with my candle in their faces and send them my love and send them my joy and tell them stories about boys and girls that I have met all over the world. I was looking at a little film, it's a cartoon film, called Annabelle Gets Her Wish. And in the film, Annabelle is a cow, a calf, and Annabelle is had a wish that she could fly, that she could be one of Santa's reindeers. And as she had this wish, many wonderful things happened in her life. But it always seemed that when the wish was to be granted, the wish would appear in a box, in a small box. And the box would always be in the right place at the right time, and it would fall, the contents would fall upon the head of the individual involved. And the contents were pixie dust. It was the dust of dreams, the dust of imagination, the dust of wonder. And I was looking at this film and I was thinking, how interesting that Annabelle should have this experience. The little boy in the film had lost his ability to speak because he was frightened at something that happened in his life. And he didn't know what it was, but it was very real, and he could not speak. In the pixie dust aspect, it had the magic charm to do anything. Now, boys and girls, Mr. Sandman comes around every evening, and he sprinkles his pixie dust all over all the children in the world, and all the adults, too. But the children are more receptive to his pixie dust. Tom was 14 years old. Can you imagine that? 14 years old. Wonderful age. And he was sitting in his bedroom, and he was saying to his little sister, "Do you believe that stuff about pixie dust?" And his sister said, "Sure." His sister was 7 years old. She says, "Certainly I believe that stuff about pixie dust, because I know it works." And Tom did not want to believe in that. He did not want to think that pixie dust worked. But Diane, his seven-year-old sister, really believed it. And she wanted to know that it worked. But Tom says, "You know it doesn't work." He says, "Every time I go to sleep at night, I have bad dreams." And Diane said, "Well, every time I go to sleep at night, I have good dreams." "Well, how come you have good dreams? Why is it I don't have good dreams?" And just then, Tom's father walked into the room and said, "What's all this arguing going on in here? I can hear it all the way in the living room." And Diane spoke up and said, "Tom says that he doesn't believe in pixie dust. He doesn't believe that it works. And I believe that it works." "Well now, you know, Diane, you and Tom can both be right. Because Tom can believe whatever he wants, and you can believe whatever you want. Because belief is something that takes place in the heart. Belief is something that takes place in your very being. It has nothing to do with anything in the outer. But Dad, every time I go to sleep at night, I think happy thoughts, and I have happy dreams." "Tom, what happens when you go to sleep at night?" his father asked. "Well, when I go to sleep at night, I think of all the problems I had during the day and all the troubles and all the worries that I've been doing, and I'm all up unhappy." "Well," his father said, "you know, Tom, whatever your thoughts are just before you go to sleep, that's what you dream about. That's the things that go on in your dream and your sleep." "Well, I don't have very good dreams." Well, I have wonderful dreams, Diane chimed in. She said, you know, I have wonderful dreams, and I think wonderful thoughts, and I'm just the happiest girl in the world.
Well, I wish I was the happiest boy in the world, Tom grumbled.
He looked at his father. Dad, how come Diane has happy dreams and I don't have happy dreams?
Well, son, Diane already told you, and I told you too. When you have happy dreams before, happy thoughts before you go to sleep, you have happy dreams. And if you have unhappy thoughts before you go to sleep, then you have unhappy dreams. Because the pixie dust doesn't care what it is that you want to dream about. It just gives you the opportunity to dream whatever it is you want to dream about and let it be a real thing in your world.
Well, I don't want unhappy thoughts.
Tom was very angry.
I don't want unhappy thoughts.
Well, Tom, have you thought that perhaps you can think happy thoughts? Have you thought,
I don't know any happy thoughts.
Have you thought you could think happy thoughts?
I don't know any happy thoughts.
Have you thought you could think happy thoughts about Diane?
Oh, that's a joke.
Well, can you think happy thoughts about your mother?
Well, all right.
Can you think happy thoughts about me, your dad?
Well, all right.
Well, what are the unhappy thoughts that you think about before you go to sleep?
Oh, I think about all the things I did during the day and the trouble I got into and the kids that were messing up.
Well, you see, Tom, when you think those sort of thoughts just before you go to sleep, then when Mr. Sandman drops his pixie dust all over you, then that's the type of thoughts you think about. And if you think happy thoughts, Diane, what kind of thoughts do you think?
Well, Dad, I think happy thoughts. I think good thoughts. I think what a wonderful day I had. I think, gee, what a wonderful mom and dad I have. Gee, what wonderful toys I have to play with. Gee, what a wonderful room I have. And they know, Dad, I think, gee, what a wonderful brother I have. I think Tom is the greatest brother in the whole world. And you know, Dad, I think he really is happy in his heart. He just doesn't know it.
I think Tom is very happy in his heart. He just doesn't know it.
Now, Diane, just relax.
Yeah, you relax, Diane.
Tom didn't like that, being told that he really had happiness in his heart. Tom, what did you do last summer when you went fishing? Did you catch any fish?
Oh, yeah. I caught a lot of good fish, boy. It was wonderful. The fish were really biting.
And Tom, when you went for that trip up to the top of the mountain with your dad in the tent and so forth, just you and Pop, did you have a good time?
Oh, yes. That was wonderful. I got to know Pop real good. My dad is a great guy.
And all right, Tom, all right. His father protested. Now, what else, Diane, what else are you going to suggest?
Well, Tom, when you came to my birthday party and it was all girls and you said, I'm not staying here,
did you leave your present or did you take it away?
Well, I left my present because that was for you. Those dumb girls.
Well, Tom, every girl there looked at the present when I opened it and said, your brother gave you that?
And I said, yep, my brother gave me that. What did I give you?
Well, you gave me your jackknife. It was such a wonderful jackknife. It had a can opener on it, and it had a fish scaler on it, and it had all sorts of things on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't need it anymore. I gave it to you, mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, that was so nice of you, and all the girls thought, I have the most wonderful brother in the world.
They thought that?
Sure, they thought that, because that was a nice thing for you to do.
Yeah.
Tom, when you think these happy thoughts just before you go to sleep, you're going to have happy dreams, because that's what the pixie dust is all about. The pixie dust has no limits. It gives you exactly what you think and what you want and what you are.
Oh, Diane, you're just all so happy all the time.
Yeah, Tom. Don't you wish you were too?
Dad looked at the kids and said, now, you just start throwing pixie dust on each other, and you say to each other, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. And then you watch. You'll watch how happy you will be
and how joyous you'll be as you share the pixie dust and as you enjoy it. But, Dad, I don't want to... Oh, all right. So Tom agreed to be happy with Diane. And Diane was just all bubbling. Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. Tom says, yeah, sure. Well, the day went on, and as Tom thought about being happy, he looked at his friends and he said, you know, you guys are okay. And his friends said, looked at him and said, huh, that's the first nice word I heard out of you. Hey, you're okay, Tom, you're all right, you know. And then he went around and he talked to his mom and he said, Mom, thank you very much for that piece of cake that you left on the table for me. But Tom, that was for your father, not for you. Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. Tom, when you say I'm sorry like that, I can't be angry at you. I'll cut your dad another piece of cake. Oh, Mom, thank you. That was so good. Mom, you going to cut one for Diane, too? Tom, you just sit right down at that table. I'm going to cut a piece of cake for all of us. And I'm going to put a scoop of ice cream on it, too. Oh, Mom! Tom, when you are such a happy boy, when you say such happy things, when you spread your pixie dust of happiness around, what else can I do? Oh, Mom, I'm going to train myself to do that real good now, from now on. Well, 14 years have gone by, and he'd been sort of a gruff guy, but now he was all set to be a happy boy. All set to be unlimited, just like the pixie dust is unlimited. And his dad and Diane came in, and his mom sat down, and they all enjoyed the piece of cake with ice cream, and they saw how wonderful pixie dust really works. Hey, guys, there's Mr. Sandman now. He's got his bag. Oh, look at that bag of pixie dust. We must be first on his route. That is big, big bag of pixie dust. You ready, Mr. Sandman? Oh, I'm ready, Mr. Candle. Okay. Boys and girls, grab your mommies and daddies now and hug them and snuggle them. Tell them how much you love them. And Tom, you take a hold of Diane and you say, Diane, you're a neat sister. And Diane, you take a hold of Tom and say whatever you want. Okay, Mr. Candle. Tom, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh! And boys and girls, I'll be back another night to tell you more stories of my visits around the world with boys and girls everywhere. Have a wonderful evening, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.